I have a question.
Yes, Robert.
I was talking about this with somebody the other day. I know. Just bear with me. Do you guys have heroes? Do you have a hero?
Time out. If we say Blue Yeti a lot, you think that they'll send us a free microphone?
We already have one.
Okay, guys.
Do you have a hero?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, do you?
No, and this is something I've been thinking about. I'm wondering if it's common, because I've talked to this other person I was talking to didn't have one either.
Wait, and you don't have a hero?
No, because I think it's hard for me to find
one. You're a nihilist. Oh, you're a nihilist. You don't believe in anything.
That's not it at
all. He doesn't believe in anything.
That is not it at all.
Do you have a hero, Brian?
I'm really deep in thought right about it.
Exactly.
Mean, like,
he doesn't.
Hold on a second.
Wait a second.
You just jumped down my throat.
Wants you to not believe.
No, because I'm not sure. And this other guy was talking about how...
I guess I'm not really sure what the definition of that is.
Right. Because there are a lot of people I respect for different reasons. But I'm wondering if back in the day people had these heroes that they would just see and you know, like Lindbergh, you know, Amelia Earhart, these people.
Until Lindbergh killed that baby.
No, it was the Lindbergh baby that was...
That was the Lindbergh...
He was in on the job.
We're not going there.
All right, stay on track here. Okay. So, heroes. Greg has a hero, for sure.
Who's your hero?
I don't know.
Gregory Peck.
Oh, yeah, Gregory Peck.
Wait a second. You didn't even know who it was.
No, that does not even count.
So
that counts.
No, it counts.
That does count, because I'm named after Gregory Peck.
Okay.
So that would be, I guess, a hero.
Yeah.
Now, there are a lot of... athletes, I feel like today that people like idolize, but I wouldn't call them heroes.
Exactly.
When I think a hero, you know, you think of someone who like did some major shit. Like,
exactly.
And we haven't had anyone in our generation.
George Washington's a hero,
right? But we haven't. Who in our generation that exists today has done some awesome major shit?
Tiger Woods.
My question is this. God. That's good. My question is this: is it because of the amount of media that we have access to that we do not actually have heroes, and that before, you know, they didn't have nearly as much access? To these individuals, so they could build up a
hero.
They were less human then. Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, there's no doubt that the idea of a hero and what people associate with heroism is gone now, because the second someone gets put on a pedestal, we are just sociologically and culturally cannot wait to then
find out about their nine mistresses.
Right. Appeal them back so that they are just like every other schmo.
Well, check this out. Like,
and I feel like that's something that that's a cycle of psychological socialism. Is that even a word?
I don't think so.
I just
made up a whole thing.
Idea.
Which will be, I will do that frequently.
Good.
Where you'll
good
become...
I'll make up words.
Translucent.
So, Gregory Peck, just because of the name, or...
No, not just because of the name.
Now, Gregory Peck was a raging homosexual.
No, he wasn't.
Used to diddle little boys.
No, he wasn't.
But
that's
nobody really knows
that's
about
a pretty outrageous.
That's an outrageous accusation.
But, you know, how can you say that and then follow up with, but nobody ever really knew about it?
Yeah, exactly. It's a weed conspiracy. Right. So, that's one of those weed conspiracies where it's like, man, but they can't prove.
But, you know, you look at someone like our beloved Mr. Tiger Woods recently. Right?
Yes.
Well, previously beloved.
Previously, right. But here's a man who was clearly in, like, there are kids out there that he was a hero to. He was beyond a hero into a lot of little kids' minds. And then he goes and he's, you know, he's just a regular guy like all the rest of us.
Do you think that's regular? He was banging out a lot of chicks.
I think any regular guy in that situation would not behave much differently.
Really? But the porn chicks and like everything?
Hang on a second. So do you think that he was moving in that direction towards being a hero? Because he was pretty much infallible.
Well, they were pitching him that.
I think part of that idea of being a hero is that infallibility.
Which is horse hockey.
Which is why, honestly, I think if you ask a lot of people our generation or even before, you know, a lot of people answer, well, my dad's my hero, my mom or my brother or something. Because they stand for their integrity or something that they do. You know, to me, someone with a lot of integrity has an awful lot of...
Now, what about history? History plays a big role, I think, in being a hero. Like, Abraham Lincoln
is a hero today,
but back then...
They hated him.
Well, half of the country did.
I think someone killed him.
Got shot in the head.
Yeah. So the one person hated him.
Edgar
Hoover.
Edgar Hoover shot him.
They shot him, right? He shot him.
I hope nobody's listening to this to actually get accurate information. Wilkes Booth.
Sean William Scott shot him. The guy that played Stifler. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
I don't think that's it either.
Now, let me say here's something, because you're saying about history.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a blatant example of how, like, America has made heroes.
Right.
We all know Pat Tillman.
Who?
Pat Tillman.
Oh, yes. Now, there's a guy.
Wait, let me go through it. Right. Shai, do you know Pat
Tillman? Talk about Pat Tillman.
Do you know him? You know the story?
No.
Pat Tillman, a major NFL talent, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's about to sign, I think it was the Cardinals. He was going to sign, like, a two-year, $3 million deal. He was going to be rich, re-sign. He's a linebacker, I believe. And so he says, no, actually, 9/11 happens. I'm going to go be the man in Afghanistan.
Right.
He goes and is the man serving in Afghanistan. There's Pat Tillman. We just pulled a picture of him. And he gets killed in the line of duty.
Yeah.
Now, the American government goes and literally pitches the story that he went down in a blaze of glory in combat.
Turns out, through his
battalion and through the family becoming active and like finding out what the real deal was, it came out that top level government officials in the military were pitching him as a hero when really he had been killed by friendly fire.
Yeah.
So that right there, there's a guy that would have been a hero 20 years ago because we never would have gotten that information, probably.
But I tell you what, to me, a guy like that, definitely, Pat Tillman is
a hero.
That is, no, even though that there, it's kind of clouded with this bullshit of him with friendly fire versus, you know.
And the cover-up and all that. That doesn't change what he did.
That doesn't change the fact that that guy, the amount of integrity and the soul of that man was far beyond what most people could even can even think about.
No doubt.
He walked away from millions of dollars.
Where people must have been like, what are you doing?
To go and serve his country. That is a completely selfless act with, I hate to keep using the word integrity, but that to me is what that heroism, and honestly, that would be a modern day hero in my mind.
So do you think that we should all strive to be heroes?
I hate that question.
Man, what a crazy question you just asked.
No,
To be selfless and to be in your integrity, yes. Always.
I think that you probably are. Like, a lot of people are on some level to people. Should we strive to be? That's a very, I think we should. I don't think most people, the idea of that to most people is so overwhelming that they would crawl in the corner and cry naked. In the rain.
What? Wait. You said crawl in the corner, but then you added naked in the rain. I pictured, when you're saying crawling in the corner, I'm picturing inside in a living room.
And is it L.A.? Because it doesn't really rain a lot here.
It's a Seattle-based crawling.
And there's no roof on the house, apparently.
You're outside.
So you're in the corner.
We're not even in a house?
No,
what
you're not
corner?
In a house. You're
the corner
a,
of
you're
the yard.
You're in the corner of a building outside of a parking lot.
An outside building parking lot.
Yeah.
An uncovered parking lot structure.
There's rain. There's rain.
What are you seeing, Brian, exactly? Because you're not really explaining it.
We're kind of filling it all in for you.
There's rain and there's crying.
And why are we doing this? Because we don't want to be heroes, so we're taking our clothes off and going outside
burning your clothes.
Where are we burning our clothes?
By the.
Is this in the parking structure?
In the barrel. It's gonna. You put it in a barrel and burn it.
Are you homeless as well?
Not maybe on your way to being one. No, but you're outside crying in the rain after you burn.
I can't.
In a corner.
You've got to find a corner because you've got to be able to lean in to a corner.
You know what sucks about what you just did? Everything. We were talking about Pat Tillman.
We were.
And he then started talking about... Do you think
corners are more secure?
In what type of event?
No, I mean, like, if you just go over to a corner, you know, I'm looking into the
corner. That's why I said, you know, if you go into a corner, it can hold you up on either side. More secure while you're crying.
I don't know about crouching in a corner, but, you know, just like...
Now, do you think that the whole triangle of life thing in an earthquake is horseshit? Do you think that's something they just tell you to do to get your mind off the fact that you're about to get iced?
No. I think it is. I think it's real.
I mean, you're... I think it's better than a doorway. Shot. I mean, it's better than...
Better than a doorway.
I mean, yeah. You're right. I think there is some valid, like, physics involved in that theory, but at the same time, you know, if there's a real good shake and the ceiling's crumbling, you're screwed either way.
Okay. Well, I mean, you're not going to get under the table that we're sitting next to.
No, because the table would come down on top of you. This table.
This one would, but you'd have to find something more sturdy, something that Brian didn't build.
No doubt. They say the bed or the couch, get down next to it. That's where the triangle
is. Not under it, but next to it.
Not under it.
Under bad.
Do not go under it. So when you're in a parking garage, do not go under your car, because you'll have a muffler.
Go to the corner.
If you're in a parking garage and it's going down, you got concrete falling.
You're doomed.
You got nothing. It's over.
You know, every time I drive down into one of those fucking parking garages, I could be doomed right now. Yeah. This could be it.
Yeah. There's one downtown at the Amundsen where when you're leaving, you come out of this like spiral. It's like a staircase for cars. There are no stairs, but it's a big spiral.
Do you, you just drive up it. The stairs?
You
in your
don't.
Car?
There are no stairs. Oh. Anyway, it's a spiral, and you realize how deep underground you were.
That's horrible.
You're like, we were last time we went. We were on level 8. Underground. Yeah.
Well, I mean, Hollywood and Highland Complex right down the street here is the same sort of thing. That goes down pretty deep, and let me tell you, that's right in the middle of the mix.
Yeah.
Something goes down there. Let me tell you, boy.
And I gotta say,
why do you keep saying "let me tell you"?
Let me tell you, because
it's a filler. He doesn't actually want to tell us, and he can't tell us. He really can't.
Let me tell you.
Do you strive to be a hero?
Yeah, shy.
No, it's just something I'm throwing out there.
He can't answer the question.
Yeah, you know, I would like to be somebody's hero. I really would.
You're my hero.
Well, what does that mean, though? What in your mind? I'm going to strive to be a hero.
Yeah.
What does that mean for you?
I think it means morally good.
Ooh.
That's a bunch of
it's
yikes.
A tough one. It's
yikes.
A tough one.
Morally. Ooh, all these people judging you. You're wrong.
Come on. If you're going to say it's to me, morals have something to do with God. That's like,
wait, yeah,
no,
that's
no,
like God.
No, no,
yeah,
no,
you're
no.
talking Jesus in the sky with diamonds throwing arrows down and like,
morals.
It's no good. You're going to hell.
Time out. Before we go any further.
Go ahead.
Jesus in the sky with diamonds? What is Jesus in the sky? Lucy was in the sky with diamonds.
The Beatles song.
Jesus was with her.
Jesus doesn't have diamonds.
Lucy was seated at the right hand side of Jesus.
Yeah, Lucy's at the right side of Jesus. Jesus is at the right side of God. And if Jesus is at the right side of God, I think he has some diamonds. Brian.
Yep.
What I would like to say is that you have not addressed the fact of whether or not you want to be a hero. And what does that mean for you?
Yeah.
I haven't? Okay. Yes, I do want to be a hero. I would like to be a hero just in the way that I live my life, period. I mean, you know.
What does that mean?
What it means is I would like to be a hero.
Sorry,
what are you
leg.
Doing?
That was the weirdest face you've
ever
seen.
That was a weird
seen.
Face.
I was stretching my leg. I apologize. Awesome. Distracting you.
I'm talking about being a fucking hero, and Robert's stretching his leg.
Because you guys destroyed me when I was like,
I'd like
I
to say...
Hero. Somebody's hero.
No, but you said
like,
morality. What did you... Because I didn't know... We didn't...
Understand what I was saying.
Understand.
We... answer your question, and I have something to follow up with that, please. Hero.
Yes. I would like... I strive to be a hero in the sense that I think that a hero is somebody that's... selfless. So yeah, I strive to be selfless. And I think that the people that I looked up to as heroes growing up were people that believed in something and went for it, but people that also had a well-rounded life and who were loving and honest. And I strive to be that.
It's difficult.
It is difficult. That is difficult.
You catch yourself all the time, and I think that's how all of
Robert,
us are.
It's a day-to-day operation, let's be honest. Like, it's a day-to-day
That's why I was so hesitant when I was like, do you want to be a hero? I was like, I would like to be somebody's hero.
Yeah, but you can say yes to that.
But I feel
I think if you say yes to that, then I'm like, yes, I do want that.
I just feel like I'm going to get called out. Like, remember last week when pulled in that parking spot?
But it doesn't mean that you're perfect.
But let me say this, too. I don't think that you be like, I'm going to be a hero, and you do, like, people just bestow that upon you.
Yeah,
you know, like that's
true.
Someone just is like, that guy's my hero because he does such and such.
Yeah,
and you're going to be like, but I pulled in front of that person while they were parking.
Right.
It's the same sort of thing. Like, you know, if you're a musician or an actor, an artist in general,
sure,
you can't pick your fans. You affect people how you affect them. You can't control that. I think that idea of being someone's hero or heroism is exactly on that same plane.
Yeah,
where you just live your life. There are ideals. I think they're like, you know, integrity and selflessness and all that. But whether or not you you know, you could be someone's hero strictly because you know how to do something better than people, like ride a motorcycle with a yellow helmet.
I do ride a motorcycle with a yellow helmet.
But that could actually be something that someone, people are like, someone might be around you in your life that is like, that's awesome. Robert's my hero for like, doing that.
You know what I wanted to do? I wanted to print out a little sign and put it on my back or on my bag that says, save my life, stop texting, so that while I'm driving, you know,
that's
people will read
that.
And maybe stop texting. You'd be surprised. You probably actually wouldn't be surprised. I mean, the thing is, you know, with the motorcycle, I can get in, I'm going in between cars all the time, like when traffic is really, really slow. And so many people, you look in their window and they're texting or on the phone or have it right up to their ear. I mean, that whole, you know, not using hands
free. Hey, man, Oprah's starting a real big movement on that.
On what? No texting
making
no
phone? Making your automobile a no-phone zone.
You know, there is a cell phone jammer, which actually is not legal here in the United States. But you can purchase it, and I think as long as you say that you're not using it, or you can buy it. It's not illegal to buy it. It's illegal to use it. But you can create, you can use these, and they can be powerful enough to actually shut off or jam cell phone signals within a specific radius.
That's madness.
The powerful ones can be several cars in front of you and around you. The weaker ones can be just in the car.
But
and
let me
people
ask
who
a
bought
question.
Them, they want to buy it for their kids, so they put it in the kid's car, and that way when the kid's driving, guess what? They can't text, they can't call,
wait.
And I think that's...
Wait, time out, time out.
Interesting
wait, whoa,
idea,
whoa, whoa.
But yet, as it's not working,
they're going, oh my God, my phone's not working! That's them fucking driving off a bridge
because
going,
you're like,
my phone's not
what's
working.
My phone?
Why
is
it happening? Hey, Brian, oh, my phone, it's not.
No, okay.
Wait, get your hand out of my pants.
What?
Who said that?
Where did?
I'm sorry.
Did
what did you just say?
Was there a part where I said, "Get your hand out of my pants"?
I think there was.
I was talking about the kids freaking out, and then.
And that naturally just comes out when you freak out.
All right. We have a lot of things to discuss for next time. We have Robert and his motorcycle diaries. We have a couple different...
Robert's motorcycle diaries.
Robert's
continue.
Motorcycle diaries. We have Greg's having an issue with where to put his hands.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that we will discuss is Greg wondering where to put his hands.
Oh,
so
that's the same topic twice.
Oh, that's the same thing.
What are we going to talk about with you next week?
Don't worry about me.
Oh, Brian is taking a hiatus for 2 weeks.
Just when we get this started.
I
think that's very important.
We'll be back.
Yeah.
So on behalf of Robert Scheid, Gregory Hoyt, I am Brian Girard. This is a Wheelhouse Creative Production.
Are you going to steal your name?